Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome back to Coco Caliente, a mother and daughter production where we talk about everything and nothing all at the same time. I'm Nicole.
And I'm Jenny.
Thanks for joining us this week. We're excited to get into, the topics that we have for today.
Yeah, and this is, this week, Big Brother premieres tomorrow night. So we're pretty excited about that. We got to see the cast yesterday.
Yeah.
So, like, just first glimpse, all I've done is watch their... Somebody nicely posted on the Coco Caliente page the intro video of them all introducing themselves. So I'm going to be honest and say that that's the most of what I have seen as far as them talking. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen anything else. Have you?
I haven't. And I decided I'm not going to like dissect them before the show starts. I'm going to wait for the show and, you know, I'm not going to have any...
I know, because otherwise you get, I think like if you get too excited, like how do you pick who you want to win? You know, maybe if they have long, extensive interviews or if they say who their favorite player is. So then you think that that's kind of the personality they have, which I haven't even saw any of that kind of stuff yet this year. Or like, what do you actually base it on?
A lot of people like, base it on looks.
They base it on looks. And I think they base it on like, I don't know. Like I'm more go for the underdog. So that's like mm-hmm. kind of my, that's like what ends up happening once I start watching. And if I seen somebody that's super, super nice and an underdog that is like fighting their way through to be there and is working hard and a great game player, that's what I like. So that's why, how can you
That's what America likes. That'll be America's favorite player.
But how can you judge that? No, but I want to see him come. Yeah. But
like you were telling me that they get ranked pre-show. And
yeah, and the Joker's update. Like, how do you
know? I don't understand it because why? Like, what are you ranking off of? Stuff you find online, their bio, what they look like.
But that the funniest thing is actually the most interested person I'm interested in watching once it starts this week is see what his gameplay is actually the number one on there because I looked it up before I can get in that, and it's only because of his mom, you know, being
on Survivor
and Traitors, and then like she did so amazing. And
what's his name?
I think it's Jared.
Okay,
but it says he's, and I did see I read that he's not going to tell anybody because his mom played Survivor four times.
I wouldn't tell.
So he's not going to tell anybody that that's his mom. So
that will be so interesting. Like, yeah. Okay. So I'm already rooting for him. I'm rooting for him.
Yeah. Because his mom like has probably given him so much great advice. And then I saw there's also another Survivor brother. So I'm honestly wondering if them two are going to know who each other are. Do you know what I'm saying? Because they probably watched enough Survivor mm-hmm. to see family members and stuff. So they might actually know each other and have to form an alliance so they don't tell anybody else. Like, I'm kind of curious about that. And then I also read that two of the guys are from, actually, I'm not going to say they're both guys because I don't know that, but two of the players are both from the same city in Florida. So are they going to know each other? Like, that's interesting, too. So I like to read the interesting facts. But yes, I probably won't know until 3 weeks from now mm-hmm. who I'm actually rooting for, you know, just because I like to see them play. I like to see their skills. I like to, you know, how their mind works and, you know, their plans, you know, what they got coming in.
Yeah, totally. That's I just have been there. And so I think like, I think people like kind of, I don't know. I don't want to put anybody in the situation that I was in, like
prejudging.
I guarantee you when I was first on 16, I was probably not ranked in the top 10. Right?
No, you were number one forever in season 16.
But that was after people got to know me. Not right away, because they voted for Team America, and that was, who was that? Donnie, Frankie, Derek, and Joey were the top four. So that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what's interesting is that's just based off of a bio. So I don't know. I like to give everyone a chance to play the game and show who they are, and then I'm going to root for someone, unless I personally know them.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, so that's why I have no favorites, and I haven't, besides a small amount of reading I've done. And I did see that one, like, before they talked about, like, the Instagram following stuff, and I don't think any of them are big on that. I did see that the one guy who is his name Red? They got some interesting names this year.
I did see that.
Do you know that one's name is Red and one's name is Blue?
Oh, wow.
So, a boy's Red and a girl is Blue. And so they keep saying that they want to see them make purple. It's like, it's just, and then one girl's name is America. They have some different names in there or whatever. But the one whose name is Red, I guess he has a huge TikTok following. He looks like he's funny. He's the one that
with
was
the long beard
and the overhauls. Yeah.
Wait, that's his, did he change his name to that? Cause he has red hair.
I don't know. I just saw
like
that
it red, it's a red beard, isn't it? What are the odds of that? Maybe his parents are both have red hair and they're just like, okay, let's name our kid Red.
And like I said, I don't know if that's just the name he goes by or if that
right.
is his
I
name.
I bet you it's a name he goes by. Because I will say that with having an... Okay, some people do have really cool names or different names or unique names. But most celebrities' names that you hear that are like unique, they made up themselves. You know what I mean? So I think that they are using this as a way to be more interesting.
Like, maybe that's his name on TikTok.
So right.
Maybe he just goes by Red. I don't know. I'm going to have, do you know when I get off here, I do want to check out his
There's
TikTok.
No way that they found a Red, a Blue, an America, and a Meekle. I've never heard that before.
Yeah. And and I think there was even another interesting name. They did have some pretty interesting names.
I mean, what are the, I mean, maybe.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
But. And I'm very excited to see, and I don't know her name. I cannot remember right now. The woman that's in her 60s play. I'm very.
Oh, I didn't even know it. That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm very, very excited to see her play because that's going to be hard. I mean, I can't even imagine being in my 50s trying to do those competitions and stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be a lot on her. So, and the whole cast, I guess that it's like this is the third oldest cast average. So it is a little bit, not all young kids or whatever. So I'm anxious definitely to see her play. And then there's one from Australia and, I like her voice or whatever, but she said Australia version with, I did see that on her a little when she talked, an Australian version is different and that she, that they, the America, or not America, Australia, obviously, but the audience votes for the winner. Mm-hmm. So she says USA is a lot more cutthroat. So she's going to have to be a lot more cutthroat. So I'm actually anxious because she's like a super fan. And so I'm actually anxious to see, you know, her too. So actually there's, honestly, I hope a girl wins just because, but I'm open to anybody as soon as I just want to check it all out. And I'm excited to watch it tomorrow night.
Yeah, totally. Sounds fun.
Yes. And what was I going to talk about? The cast release. Okay, dish soap. I got this list here, so I'm like laughing and I'm like thinking, what did I mean by that? But anyways, I don't use a dishwasher. I wash dishes in the sink. And every time I put food away And then for later, Nicole tells me my food tastes like dish soap.
So she made an Italian noodle salad last week. Normally it's divine. Okay. I just can't get enough. And so I go to dinner with Arrow, just Arrow and I, and then we go up to the campground and Mom and Dad went out to dinner. And so then I'm like, all right, you know, I'm going to overstuff myself with this Italian noodle salad. It's my number one favorite food in the entire world. I don't know what it is about Italian dressing and noodles. It's just the best. So I open it up. It's fresh. I take a bite and I'm like, oh, this tastes like dish soap. It did not stop me from downing two bowls, I will say. But I told Mom, I was like, your noodle salad tastes like dish soap, just so you know. And it had a plastic lid in a metal bowl. So I was like, it's the plastic lid for sure. And then today she got out spaghetti and Arrow was not eating it.
I made spaghetti last night and it was so, so good. That's what me and Dave had for dinner.
And Arrow wasn't eating
it. And I'm like, I got
it.
Leftover spaghetti for lunch for Arrow. I said, let me pull that out. He loves my spaghetti.
And she's like, why are you eating it? It's so good. And she took a bite and she goes, oh, it tastes like dish soap. So it was in a plastic container with a plastic lid. And I know it's because she washes her dishes by hand and lets them soak, I guess, in the dish soap. Or I think you just got to use glass containers. Those are my two options for you.
I don't know if it's just on my mind because then I took a bite of it. But I have a lot of leftover spaghetti for tonight.
The noodle salad, did you taste the dish soap? Because you said you never did.
Well, Italian dressing is pretty strong, but I think I had it in my head. So I actually did dump it all out because I had Dad try it. And I said, Nicole says this tastes like dish soap. And he goes, yeah, it does. And then so I dumped it all out. Then I was like, after that, I couldn't like literally eat it. And like, so the spaghetti, I am going to try that tonight because I have a lot left over and I'm not going to say nothing to Dave and see if he says anything.
Oh my gosh. Can you get sick?
No, it doesn't. That Nicole, there's no dish soap on the stuff. I don't know why.
It's like the smell and the odor.
I mean, Dawn dish soap is pretty strong, and I squirt a lot of dish soap. I know a lot of people who wash dishes a lot. I'm interested in what you guys do. If you do wash dishes by hand, I see so many people that do not put sink water in the sink, and they just squirt it on there and then scrub it. Like Victor does that.
Yeah.
And so does like my sister Tiffany does. She doesn't use a dishwasher at all, and she washes every dish without putting water in the sink. But I've always been trained to put the water and the stuff in the sink, wash it, put it in the other sink, rinse it in hot. And I use super hot water. Rinse it in super hot water and then put it in the strainer. So I'm curious, like, when everyone else does dishes, what they do. Because I don't know. Maybe it's I use too much dish soap. I don't know.
Well, I will say this is kind of new, but not new. I wouldn't say that like your leftovers, have you recently been using more dish soap or have they been soaking longer than usual? Because it's twice in the last week. But other than that, I'd say it was like five times my whole life. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
You need to switch to glass containers though. You know, jars are like the best thing to put leftovers in.
Sometimes I'll put a dish in the sink at night and like squirt a little soap in it and like let it sit till the next day. So maybe that is it. That's just happened to be. And you didn't try the spaghetti today, so maybe it's just on my mind about the dish soap.
No,
and it really didn't taste like
not.
Dish soap.
It's not.
I don't know, but anyways, just tell me your dishwashing hacks, because we just went over to a friend's for dinner on Sunday and it was an amazing. Mm-hmm. We love to go there because this group of friends is they're Dave and the dad get along so well, and they're so much alike. Me and the mom, and we're both new grandmas at the same time, so close and such good friends. Nicole has a couple, one girl, one of the sisters, but then there's three sisters, and Victor has their husbands, and Arrow has
their
Rhea and
Evie.
So we all have a best friend in the house. So it's kind of fun because we all have somebody. As soon as we get there, we each go to our one and we like pretty much hang out the whole time. And if Jesse was invited, but he was working, and Ashley too, and she was at school, but there's even a one for Jesse and Ashley there too, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So it's like kind of cool. So, but anyways, after they made dinner, and I don't even want to say what that's called again because I forget.
I feel like I think I know what it's called, but I'm embarrassed if it's wrong. Was it saute?
Yeah, something with an S for sure. But anyways, they have a huge, it's called a hot pot, right?
Yeah.
The huge hot pot, and they put shrimp and scallops. That's what I had, right? Shrimp, scallops, steak, and then all these vegetables. And then they make rice separately. And then you put what you want into the pot, the hot pot, and it cooks right in front of you and you pull it out. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, amazing. In fact, the funniest part is we talk about Victor does not like vegetables. He ate 3 big bowls, didn't he?
Yeah, we all ate a lot.
He eats like, he didn't want to leave the table. He's like, this is like the best. So anyways, but afterwards when we're going to do dishes, they load the dishwasher and I'm laughing because I do not really know how to load a dishwasher. I don't mind doing it at Nicole's house because I don't care what it's loaded like. I just load it how I think it loads. And then I put it through, but like in them, I'm like, I usually wash the dishes in the sink, so I don't know how to do the dishwasher. And the mom, Rachel, she says to me, I don't even use it either. So I don't know. Girls, make sure it's right. And they're like, just put them in there. So it was fine. But it was just kind of funny that we both don't know how to use. We do and we don't. Like, we just don't use them. So it's not like we're incapable of using a dishwasher. It's just not something we do regularly.
Arrow just woke up. He was on my lap, so now he's reaching for things. Arrow, come here, sweetie. Hold on. We'll be right back.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting, but Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Hey, we're back.
Yes. And while we were, it's been a few hours actually, just because she started doing several her stuff hours. And I started doing my stuff. But I did go on to, I didn't even tell her this, on to TikTok, and I looked up the Reds TikTok, and it's not my cup of tea, as my grandma always calls everything, and not her cup of tea. So, but he's like, it's like Red, Hillbilly Red, if you want to check it out.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know. I don't know.
It wasn't my cup of tea. He has a lot of followers, though?
I think so. Yeah, he did quite a few. I didn't even look. It looked like he had like lots of likes and lots. I didn't read any comments or anything. I just watched like 6 in a row, and I'm like, nothing. Like, I'm very, very, I don't watch very many TikToks. I like TikTok, but I don't watch very many. I'm very picky on like which ones. I did follow. I like funny, but I think his was like trying too hard to be funny. I like naturally funny.
Totally. And I will say with casting, they kind of scout people these days. So I bet they found him.
Yeah, they probably did. And I don't know. That's what else I was thinking that. And I was thinking, like, if you could ask them 10 questions, that's what I would really want to know. Like, I'm going to name a question that I would ask if I could, just for an interview thing. And then you say a question that you'd ask, and we'll see how many we get.
I didn't think about this.
I know, but I'm going to say, I'll go first.
And, okay, go ahead.
How many times have you auditioned to be on Big Brother?
You ever seen the show?
Yeah. And how many seasons?
Yeah. Who? I would say, I don't know. I mean,
Were you scouted or did you apply?
Oh, you're talking about, I thought we were interviewing them to try to get them on the show.
No. Like what I would ask them. So information for us. Like,
okay. Yeah, totally. Yeah. Like, did they find you or did you find them? And
have you ever DM'd any, like, been so interested in Big Brother that you've messaged or like fangirled on one or
are you a Twitter troll?
Yeah. Like, so I would like, there's like, seriously, like I would want to know, like, yeah, their interest in it. Where did it stem from? And
are you an introvert or an extrovert? I would say probably 9 out of 10 are extroverts. I'm an introvert, but
do you think you're more social player or more physical player? Mm-hmm. You know, I would like to ask like the same 10 to 12 questions to each one. Like that would be my, some of the things, I don't know. That's where I guess we've been talking about Big Brother the whole time. And I think actually next week. So I want you to submit your questions on Coco Caliente. We're going to try to do we'll have watched the first week by then. And we're going to try to do the whole podcast that day on questions that you have for Nicole, because I have a few too. So I want to get answers just about life. It can be about life now, about the three different seasons, just anything you want to know. We can pick her brain a little bit, not questions on the show, what's going on now, but questions about her and her seasons. So you ready for that, Nicole?
I guess so.
Alrighty. And next week is the fair.
Oh yeah. And to touch on that too, is so I think Mom said she wanted to do next week all on Big Brother, and then after that we'll probably like do a regular episode, and then the last 15 to 20 minutes or so will be specifically Big Brother for those of you that don't watch or don't care. That way you can just like end the podcast there, and those of you who want to listen through the whole thing, you can, or maybe some of you just want to listen to the Big Brother part. So I think that makes the most sense, right, to kind of separate it, because we don't want to become just a Big Brother podcast.
Oh, definitely not. But
no. It's obviously very relevant in my life. I'm the person who has been in that house longer than anyone else in the whole U.S. So it's crazy. I think that it's important to touch on it. But yeah, not become a Big Brother podcast. Anyways. Yeah. So the fair is this week at Bad Axe. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay. And the following week, there's always a fair at Sandusky, and they run the fairs completely different with like how you pay to get in. So I was talking about this with Victor, because it's definitely beneficial for some people one way and beneficial for some the other. So Bad Axe, you pay to get in, and then you pay for rides separate and the grandstand separate. So if someone just wants to walk around, it's $5.
And get something, like if you just wanted to go in there and eat or whatever, you get $5 or whatever, and you can go eat and play a game or do whatever you want, and you don't have to spend any more money while you're at that one.
And then Sandusky is like $20.
Is it 20 or is it 15, like
15? $20, but the grandstand's included and all the rides.
And that's your fee to get in.
I prefer that way because it's less stressful. Like, okay, I can do what I want when I want. So yeah, I think Mom prefers that way too.
Yeah, I do. Because sometimes, like if we go to the one fair and Dave just wants me to just go on the Ferris wheel, you have to have like 4 or 5 tickets, I think, for each one. And each ticket, it could be $16 for just the two of us. I might be exaggerating, but I'm not sure. But it's quite expensive, maybe $12 for us to go on one ride.
I remember when you guys went on the Ferris wheel and last year and it was
broken. That was like 3-4 years ago. That was horrible. Yeah. That was before Arrow.
Oh, was it?
I won't go get on that Ferris wheel again. It's kind of crankled, and one of the things broke, and we had to like sit up there and slowly get down. And then once we got down, they put it out of order. I was like, oh yes, that was so scary.
And Dad had to talk you into that for like 15 minutes.
Yeah. But do you know how many rides I see? Like, there's rides that go on all the time. So it's very low percentage, but like you see them horror stories about, I showed you guys that one I sent you
flying
a month ago. No, the one where they were trapped upside down for like 3 hours. I don't know what
That's
I would do.
That's why I never went on the Ring of Fire, because I was too paranoid of that.
And well, this wasn't at a fair. This was at like a big place. Park. Yes. Like
Okay. I just saw Arrow run into the garage by himself. I hope. There he is. Oh no, Dad was in there. We're good. He wants his tractor. You're talking about rides. Oh yeah. So Vic and I and Arrow went yesterday. I was thinking the games were going to be at least up, but they weren't. So they were setting up the rides and the games, and oh my gosh, the way that they set up it's so nonchalant. It's scary. Like,
I think each person's just in charge of their own
thing. Just four guys that look like they do not, they're just totally chill. And I mean, they have these, I don't know. It's like, oh my God.
Well, they do it a lot, so they're used to it. Totally. But it's like, but them things, like, I don't know. Like, fair rides are different to me than amusement rides. But amusement rides, you hear more horror stories, actually. I think so. That's when I've never seen, like, really fair rides news. But I think they know as soon as it goes, they already clunk a lot. But I think when they hear clunk, 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 and know it's an extra clunk, they know to shut it down. They go find some bolts and stick them in them, and they turn it back on.
I will
again.
Say they definitely know what they're doing, and it looks very difficult because
That's because they constantly are. That's their whole life.
Yeah,
like
they
setting
pack
it up,
take it down,
and they hear they listen to the sounds or stand up right next to it, like, And I think I told
Vic that looks like a, I was like, how much do you think they get paid for that? Because it looks like a hard job. And he's like, just minimum wage. I'm like, I don't know about that, because who would volunteer or go?
But maybe it's all room and board too. So maybe it's like,
it is room and board, he said.
So that's probably
their thing. They put you up in a hotel or something.
And maybe they feed you too.
Yeah, and you just want to like travel and hang with your buds.
Something. Yeah, that's just something.
Like, it just looks like hard labor for sure. But shoot, I was going to say something else about rides. Okay, so we went and then we couldn't really do anything with that stuff. But we went through the barns and saw some animals. And I will say that like the animals, they were looked so happy and so clean and so well taken care of. I was scared to put it on my Instagram story because I just like didn't want to get attacked by... I mean, I'm an animal lover, so like maybe one of me that just like didn't understand, I guess. But I will say that the fairs in our area, it's not like the horror stories that I have seen before on social media with like fair and animals, I guess. Like these animals look like they...
Well, you probably know half the people that raise them. These are their animals. They love them. They're spending all these times. Yeah. And all they're doing is walking them.
But
and
I mean,
stuff
I was
there.
Just so scared to even like put anything on because... They're in cages and stuff, but it's like, dude, they're so happy and content. I don't know. It made
they're
me.
They're not really in cages; they're in pens. Like,
yeah. I was talking about rabbits and stuff.
Oh, rabbits!
But it made me definitely want Arrow to show things, but not sell it.
I think it
for me or anything. Obviously,
I think it'd be really cute. I saw like a couple of your friends, and I saw their pictures. It must have been like the little goat day. I think
yeah,
it'd be
it was.
So
it was
cute.
Goat day yesterday. Yeah. Goat show.
So I seen some of the girls you graduate. Son was that doing it, and I like just in the pictures on.
And you just it looked. Oh my gosh, it was amazing. Like these animals were, they were probably. Like
a lot of these, a lot of kids in this area, they do not realize they make a lot of money from the fairs and like that kind of stuff. And then they, you know, for their college or they get college scholarships and that kind of thing. So, you know, the one thing you'd have to do is buy your own animal back, I guess, so that they,
some
I think
people
that's
say
the,
that they buy them and then they say, but you can keep it. That's what I would want to do if someone, I would never sell my animal for meat, I guess. That's what they do. With like
well, the, like a goat, they don't
not
do that.
Goat, but I mean, I'm sure they
like
do
a
with
cow.
Cow.
Well, you just never have to sell, or you would never have to show.
But
a
I heard that people say like that first place. Some people, someone with like a lot of money that wants to donate money, they say, "Hey, I'm gonna buy this, but you get to keep it." And that's like, I'm like, oh my gosh, that'd be amazing. You know, that's what I'd want for Arrow for sure. Because you get attached. Oh my gosh. Yeah, and other times they just take them there and then they're not selling them. Obviously, it's just like, hey, look at my rabbit. It, I took pictures of like species of like what is it called species of types of rabbits. A lionhead rabbit is so cute. Oh my gosh, I want one.
That's what I think. I think a lot of people they just get and they get ribbons. If
once, yeah, they
did
all
they have
ribbons
on them
yeah,
already.
They already had ribbons. They had their name. It was so cute. Oh my gosh. So that was awesome. And I will say at the Sandusky Fair, it's very hands-on with the animals to where you can actually like hold the rabbits and stuff. So I love that for Arrow this year.
Yeah, he's going to really enjoy it. I'm looking, that's next week. So I'm really looking forward to doing that and getting some fair food. And I hope I might actually go on a ride or two there since we paid whatever, but I'm letting Arrow be able to go on the rides. And
I'm so excited.
Last year he could only really go on the carousel. I think we took him on that and that was that about it last year. Maybe
no,
one
remember
more.
I rode in those little wagon rides so with him, like but couple. He was so little that it was not.
Yeah, so so I'm excited for that to be able to do that. And I remember as a kid, I took my kids to the fair only one day. And did you used to love to go to the fair or no?
I loved it. It was the last hoorah before school started, and I could show off my cute new summer outfits.
Yeah, because I as a kid, like I'm going way back. I loved the fair. We used to get to go one or two days, and it was they let us go from the minute you walked in because you paid and you could stay there all day till your money ran out and you like were begging to go home because you got so much money for to eat or whatever. And I, you know, I loved it, especially at night. You wanted to be so brave, so you wanted to go on all the scary rides. And I don't know. It yeah, was just so much fun. Yeah,
like, oh, okay, now this is like we're the cool kids and
yeah,
you probably have teenagers. Like your teenagers and your friends and probably like I'd have a
cute boys from
yeah,
other schools there.
Exactly.
You know, it was just, it was a lot of fun. And I know we always like it. I did it when I was younger and then I started doing it with my kids too. I always went to that place that where they made buttons with your, mm-hmm, got a picture of my kids or whoever, my friends way back, and then not when my kids started going, pictures of them on a button all the every mm-hmm time. And you always did the same kind of stuff, but it was always so much. So I don't know. Fairs were always a big, you know, a big deal, a big.
In this area, because there's not, I don't know if it's like that. I'm sure it's not like that in the cities, because that is like a main event. Just like our like tractor pulls and tractor and truck pulls are a main event. That's like an out. There's only like three or four outings all summer. And I'd say that's a huge one.
Yeah.
Cheeseburger, that, your ugly homecoming for us. And I don't know, maybe there's only three.
Yeah. I'm trying to think there isn't like, yeah, a ton of
like you, people that I haven't seen in years. Those are the only things that would probably draw them in. Honestly,
that's where you see them at. Yep.
So
Yeah, it is fun. And oh, Arrow's been really, really teething for since mm-hmm Friday it started happening. And he's hardly eating and he's kind of irritable. And we didn't know what was going on. Friday was so, so hot here. Like, I mean, unbearable. So I thought it was first at the heat, but I don't think, because that's when it started. But I think it's definitely the teething now. He's very, I don't know.
Yeah, it was really, okay, so just to set for a second, it was so hot that I had my breastfeeding like nipple covers on to try to wean him, and I had never sweated like this before. They literally were falling out of my romper onto the floor because I was so drenched in sweat that I had to literally toss them. I could not even believe they wouldn't stick to my skin. And I told my mom and dad, I was like, please bring me a towel. Like, I need to.
Because she was up working at the market.
Oh, yeah. I was working the farmer's market, and it was just like that Hey Arnold episode where you're just like literally melting and dripping and just, it was crazy. Because I wouldn't choose to be outside in that weather.
I was going to say, that's why when you're describing it, I'm like, you don't even like the heat. So you would have never been outside.
Yeah. And I was also physically hanging stuff up, and I was really proud of myself for staying out there. It was horrible. So yeah, of course mom was like, maybe he got, you know, too much heat.
Yeah. But I kept taking him into the camper. He had a squirt gun. I went and got him his first push up and he loved it. And then
she did not even ask me my permission. Do you guys think that? No, I'm kidding. I don't.
Do you think
care.
That's okay that I gave him a push up?
No, but if she took him to ride a pony, she teased, next time I'm going to take him to ride a pony without me, I'd be so upset.
She said, Mom. I said,
that.
Well, that's why I asked you. I said, would you get mad if I took him, if me and dad took him to go on for the pony ride? And she said, yes. I said, okay, that's why I asked.
You know better than that. Mom, you.
But I would always ask you, but you might have said no.
You didn't even want me to take him on a fair ride last night. And you're his grandma. And he was with his mom and dad. And she texted me on the way there. She goes, you're not going to take him on any rides, are you? Which we couldn't because they weren't open. But don't even give me that about a pony.
I said, do you plan on doing rides? You're not,
the only
you
reason
don't plan on doing rides,
the
right?
The only reason I said, no, we'll avoid it is so you can enjoy it too.
I do like to watch him do stuff. And that's why I asked. But okay. I definitely asked. I would never just do it. But well, giving him a push-up's fine.
Push-up was pushing it, but my brother got him a bike and I didn't know. And like, I would have wanted to film this moment. And so he just pulls his bike out of his truck like, hey, Arrow, we got you. And it's the cutest bike. And I was like, oh my gosh, why didn't you tell me? Like, I wanted to be in on this.
But,
I was
but
a little
Victor
upset.
Knew, right? Didn't Jesse ask Victor? I think Jesse did ask Victor. Jesse said,
Victor,
do you care? Yeah,
them.
But Jesse said, do you care if I buy him his first bike? And Victor said, no, not at all. So Jesse asked too. He
I
didn't
wasn't
just
mad.
Do it.
I was just like sad I didn't get the moment because he was so pumped.
Yeah, but Jesse did ask Victor too.
Victor went with him to get the bike, I think.
Well, I think
or to help him with something.
To pick it back up. I think he came and asked him
it
or
was
something.
It's such a cute bike. It's like this vintage little bike.
Where is that? At your house?
It must be. It's in the garage. I was going to pull it out for his birthday, and then I decided not to because of all the kids.
Yeah, because I want to start working with him on that. But anyways, do you have any, the teeth. So I looked it up. It's stressing me out because today's already Tuesday and he's like barely eating, even all the things that he loves to eat, even like ice cream is sometimes pushing it a little bit. Mm-hmm. And, his mouth is pretty red inside, but I read that because the teeth aren't pointy and they're straight because they're the 2-year molars, that they hurt a lot more because they don't poke when they come out.
It is a long spot that's red, so that makes sense. Yeah, I feel bad.
And the only thing I read is like to give him a washcloth or to wash your hands really good and keep pushing in there. But the thing is, he does put his fingers in his mouth, but barely. And it says the number one symptom is like excessive drooling. And I have not seen him drool once.
No, so that's a 2-year-old?
Yes. So that's why I'm just a little bit like, is it the teeth? I mean, I don't know what else.
It's 100% the teeth. He hasn't put his fingers in his mouth until this started happening. And we noticed that. And then the eating thing, and it's very red and inflamed. So it's 100% that. It's just stressful because getting him to eat and drink is hard. It was hard before this, unless it was pasta, and he's still turning down pasta now. So and ice cream, and it's stressful.
Yeah, because
And the breastfeed weaning isn't happening because that's all he wants.
But today he didn't even do that. Like he's been...
No, he didn't. Today, distraction is key.
That's what they said. Distract him with just do a lot of fun stuff. And we did distract him today because I bought my swing. My neighbors are moving and her boys are older. So she put her swing set on Facebook to sell last week. So I bought it and we got it down here today. And Arrow really likes it. All I'm going to do is I got to power wash it, put some stain on it and buy a couple swing things for it. And I'll have to post it before and after pictures. Did you take a before yet?
No, but I put it on my story.
But I did order some flags for it today. And
so it was cute. So when I ask Arrow, like this is just what I say. And you know, when you hear yourself back, you're like, okay, that's what I say. Like, I'm always like, do you love it? And so just out of the blue today, I did not say that today. And he's sitting on my mom's lap and he goes, I love it. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's so cute. Like, you know, he really, and he's like, thank you so much, Nana.
Yeah. Nana's getting all the thanks, even though I found it.
Cause he saw Nana bring it.
Yeah. I found it and I paid for it, but Mia's not getting no thanks. It's all Nana, Nana, Nana. He's told him that so many times. Every time he goes down the slide, he's like, thank you so much, Nana.
It's so cute how he says, thank you so much. Like, Tiffany told me, my aunt told me, he's been saying thank you so much. And I like didn't hear it yet, like that day. Like, she was the first one, I think, to witness hearing him say that. He said it to her. And then now, since then, it's been a couple weeks. It's the cutest, best thing that he says because it's just like out of nowhere. It's not just thank you. Thank you so much.
I know. And it is so like, that's what everybody probably gets sick of me saying this. I'm like, this is my favorite stage. This is my favorite stage. Every month I sit where I say that. But now like I'm watching, like I was watching some older videos of him with him today. Mm-hmm. And he's like, he can talk so much better now. I don't, when he can talk perfectly, I'm going to like miss the new things he says all the time. Cause when we were at our friend's the other day, he said to the little girl, Evie, he goes, I want my mama. Do you want your mama too? And I thought that was so dang cute.
That
like
is it so was cute.
Like, and he like bent his head down. He like, when he's talking to you, he like makes eye contact. So if you're smaller, bigger, whatever, he like looks right in your face. So she was looking down. So he stuck his face underneath hers and said that, I want my mama. Do you want your mama too? And she doesn't talk as much. So she just looked at him and it was just so cute.
He's so sweet.
He's very funny. But anyway, so we do got the swing set going on and then I got the batting machine out today. So he was having that. And then I got some,
and I'm going to pick up some sand for the sandbox. So it's crazy inexpensive. I bought the bags on Amazon because I didn't know. And I can get the whole sandbox filled up. Half a yard is normal for $16. And I was paying like $25 to $45.
And what do they do? Just load it in your truck?
Yeah, but I'm just going to put a tarp down. So I'll get that tomorrow. But I'm like, I just want to make sure it's obviously play sand, which they said it is. And I'll verify when I get there. But I'm like, that is the way to go. What was I doing? Yeah.
Don't forget, tomorrow morning we got to catch Jesse's cat.
And Dad says it's going to be miserably hot tomorrow, so I don't have to do it tomorrow. I'll wait till probably Vic gets off work so he can shovel it out. Or maybe I will because I got to get my steps in. You guys, I've had a, what's this called?
Smartwatch.
Apple Watch.
Yeah.
I've had an Apple Watch for a couple weeks, maybe a month, couple months, and I've been so scared to wear it. Do you know why? Because it tracks your heart rate, and I just have like this fear of like being able to see my heart rate. And so last night, Victor finally charged and he's like, put it on. And so I did like, was super anxious for the first like hour. And I saw my heart rate was like higher. I was like, this is so stressful. And I'm like, okay, I'm not going to check it until the next morning. And anyways, I'm fine. And I've been loving it because it counts my steps and stuff. And I'm trying to lose weight. So this is so cool. And I can see me and Mariah have each other and we can see like how much each other is walking. And I love getting the texts on it. It's amazing. What if I've been really missing.
Maybe I do need to buy one of those. Tiffany was obsessed with hers.
It's so freaking cool.
They're pretty expensive, aren't they?
Yeah, I think it's all about. I didn't buy like the. You can like make this a phone if you want, but that's when they're really expensive. Like,
well, you just said you can get your text messages.
I get my text messages, and I can talk. I've answered your call yesterday on it, but you can't. I don't think I can. I can text on it, but I don't think I can. Oh, so as long as my phone's in reach, but like if you get the data on it, you can leave without your phone.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah. So, no, it's really cool.
I think you can
cool.
buy them. You probably bought yours from the Apple place.
I just bought mine from the Apple store.
But I could just buy mine. Tiffany bought hers, and hers has been forever, and she just bought hers off Amazon, so I know you can buy them.
And actually, Victor, I think, is going to be getting a new one, so maybe he'll give you his old one.
Oh, is he getting a new one?
Yeah, he said he is. So you know someone gets something new, he's got to get it too, Ma. I've just never had one, so I avoided it forever. And I love being able to, I would love to be like, hey, Mom, I'm checking your steps today, because we're trying to encourage each other.
Yeah, I've never had one either. I do have the step. What is mine? Yeah. It's not a watch. It's just a thing that tracks your step and heart rate and that kind of thing. But definitely it's not a watch.
You would love this because you know, with your phone, like you don't have to pick up your phone. Like you just look at your watch and then it'll say, and you'll know if it's emergency or not, or just like important. I don't know. I was totally like weird and against it, but now I'm obsessed.
And I'm actually shocked that she has never, ever, ever been interested in having one. Like people probably think that's crazy.
It was the heart rate thing for me. I mean, yeah, but. Do we have anything else we want to finish up on?
I do have things, but I have...
Well, we're good on time. What? We are.
Okay. Yes, we probably should get
because,
finished.
Because Victor is supposed to leave 5 minutes ago for his event.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you guys so much for joining us. And join us next week for our Big Brother podcast.
Bye-bye.